You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Starting today, owners of Amazon Echo speakers will be part of something called Amazon Sidewalk. The basic idea is Amazon's about to share your internet with your neighbors, whether you like it or not. Here to tell us what that means and why you might want to opt out is Recode reporter Sarah Morrison. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ronnie.
So Amazon Sidewalk Project is apparently the company's approach to creating a mesh network. What is a mesh network?
So your devices are connected to basically any other sidewalk-compatible devices within range via Bluetooth and I think in some cases like radio frequencies. And what that means is they can then use the internet connections of other devices through that network. So if one device is not connected to the internet for whatever reason, they can still connect to the internet through somebody else's device.
So essentially, you could get your internet further and it's more robust.
Yeah, I mean, depending on how many devices are in the vicinity and where you live.
And what Amazon products are going to be using Sidewalk?
So Sidewalk's been available for Ring, Spotlight, and Floodlight cameras since late last year. Today, it's going to be expanding to Echoes, the wide assortment of different types of Echoes, except for a couple of the older ones. And then we'll have tile trackers on June 14th. And, you know, Amazon said we're looking for developers to, like, third-party developers to sort of add, I would assume, more products that can be used in this network.
Okay, so what's Amazon's line? Like, why are they saying this is beneficial for their customers?
So they say, you know, it'll allow devices to work if their own internet, you know, goes down or if you put your, I guess, Spotlight camera like way out in your yard where it doesn't, you know, can't connect to the internet because it's too far away. Like if you have a tile, obviously, then the network of devices that can track it really expands vastly, which makes it more effective. So those are, I think, the two big use cases that they're citing here.
Okay, so essentially Amazon's trying to create this massive shared internet connection with everyone around you. I'm assuming there's some privacy concerns with this.
Yes, but I mean, Amazon, I think, recognizes that this is something that consumers, that will be the first and biggest thing they're like concerned with. So they've really emphasized how they're protecting privacy. They encrypt the data that goes through the devices. You don't know like whose devices are connecting through yours or whose data is going through yours. And then obviously you can't see the data. So the privacy experts I spoke to said, you know, these protections seem good. We'll see, you know, once it gets in the real world, how effective they are. But I don't think that was maybe the biggest issue with the people I talked to. It was more the fact that you're opted into it by default that raised those red flags.
Right. So you have to opt out. It's already on. And potentially they could use this for more stuff down the line. That's a fear too, right?
Right, exactly. The fact that it's, you know, so much harder to not do it than to do it is something that sort of privacy experts said always makes them hesitant. And then also the fact that you sort of know what it can be used for now, but they're trying to add more and more devices to the network and you just don't know how it's going to be used for later. It's free. Anything that's free, you sort of have to wonder what the company that provides it is going to be getting out of it.
Okay, so let's assume they're going to do stuff with this later. If you have one of these devices and you want to opt out of the mesh network, how do you do it?
So you have to go to your Alexa app and then you go to settings, tap account settings, then tap Amazon Sidewalk, and then you hit disable.
All right, so if you go to Sarah's article on recode.net, you could actually see a visual of this, which will make it a little bit easier to see how you could opt out of Amazon's new mesh network. Sarah Morrison, thanks for explaining all this.
Thank you.